From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Russian leader Vladimir Putin gets a new job this week. He will step down as president and take on the post of prime minister. As that transition arrives, we're going to take a look back at what Putin has done for Russia. During his 8 years as president, he put Russia back on the world stage. At the same time, as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, Putin created a foreign policy featuring an independent, even confrontational attitude toward the West.
In the 1990s, Russia's relations with the West were far from problem-free. But after the Soviet collapse, both sides wanted to put the Cold War behind them. No one then could have predicted just how confrontational the rhetoric would get under Vladimir Putin. Last year, he attacked the United States by saying it had committed worse crimes than the Soviet Union. We didn't spray thousands of miles with chemicals, he said, or drop seven times more bombs than used in World War II on a small country like Vietnam. Skyrocketing prices for Russia's top exports, oil and natural gas, have enabled Putin to reassert some of Moscow's power in the world. And he's decided to build influence by confronting the West. Putin has led criticism of the war in Iraq, independence for Kosovo, and even threatened to redirect nuclear missiles at Europe if Washington installs parts of a missile defense system there, a plan Putin said would threaten Russian security. We didn't start this new arms race in Europe, Putin said, and potentially, quote, change the entire configuration of international security. Russia has tarnished its image abroad by what many saw as harassment of former Soviet republics. Moscow temporarily shut off natural gas supplies to Ukraine in 2006 and later enacted a trade embargo against Georgia. The Kremlin has accused the West of moving into its sphere of influence in both countries by helping stage so-called color revolutions against pro-Moscow regimes. William Burns has been U.S. ambassador to Russia while relations sank to their lowest level since the Cold War. But Burns, who's awaiting Senate confirmation to take the number three post at the State Department, says more important than Russia's opposition to Western policies is how Moscow will define what it stands for.
The legacy of the last 8 years in Russian foreign policy is still being shaped, and it's going to depend a lot on the answer that Russians provide to the question about what is it going to do with that influence in the years ahead.
Burns says the top concern in U.S. relations with Russia is nuclear security. Next year, the START nuclear treaty is set to expire, ending the last strategic arms agreement in place between Moscow and Washington. But there's been no sign Moscow will change course under Putin's successor, Dmitry Medvedev, who said he'll follow his mentor's foreign policy. Opposition leader Garry Kasparov says the West doesn't understand the Kremlin's foreign policy because of a fundamental difference in ideology. He says the Kremlin believes values such as democracy and free speech are just empty words.
They think that these democratic elements are always used by the United States and the West as the tool to promote their agenda.
A military band practices for this week's Victory in Europe Day parade on Red Square, which will include tanks and missiles for the first time since the end of communism. The ceremony will also include Putin. He'll still be on the podium, now as prime minister and leader of the country's biggest party, positions many believe will give him continuing influence on Russia's foreign policy. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.